Car guys and car gals, welcome to the Car Guy Cafe. This is Lou Ramirez, the car guy.
And this is Fred Lenartz, the subprime hero.
And we are excited to be bringing a special guest, and she is of royalty. Folks, this brew has been brought by
Big
Ag Brew. You can get information by going to
BigAg.com.
Make sure that you go check out some of the solutions that they're brewing. Get you some.
So, number two, we got my second question for you. I know that you've been doing this, and you own your own company. Everything is wonderful, and I'm so happy for you. But before you started your own company, what did you do?
So my career really began in technology. So I worked for like a mainframe computer company, and then I worked for this division, and they sold their company and started selling off the parts. And so they sold off my division, and I had never going to leave there. It was my cakiest, wonderfulest job. I basically socialized with the entire company and did my makeup and was on Facebook and did business. And then, you know, I made a lot of money. It was wonderful. But I was stuck at where I was, right? So like I couldn't get to the next level, and that always kind of bugged me. Plus the people, no offense, in this particular area of technology, when I was selling, just wasn't like, you know, they're very proper. You couldn't swear, and I would absolutely accidentally drop the F-bomb. And then I would feel like I'm totally embarrassed because like it was professional, and so I was pretty miserable and stuck there. And so when they sold off my division, I was like, I never thought I couldn't get fired, but I lost my job all of a sudden after 8 years. And so I found myself going around, and I ended up at this trucking company called United Road. It's one of the largest automotive car haulers in the country, and they taught me my life skills, but they also paid me like highway robbery.
Right. No, I get you. Yeah.
So then I left and I went to another company, and then I went to another company called Wholesale Inc. You know, and this is where I kind of help them develop their company with marketing, and I help them create their transportation company, and they're great people until they sold it. So now they're owned by a company called Rumble On, and they're publicly traded. And I, you know, when the process of, you know, trying to fit me into their corporate box, I decided that I was going to start my own company. So then I began Royalty Logistics, and, you know, I've been flying ever since. So it's been a rough road. Don't get me wrong. Owning your business is, you know, I always thought, well, I would make more money if I owned my own business. No, I make way less money. You know, I have a lot more stress, unbearable stress sometimes, like of how I wake up in the morning and do this sometimes. But I think with the help of God and a lot of people around me, and great support from my customers and my staff and from my family, like I be here today. It's a roller coaster of good and bad, and so the highs are really high and the lows are really low. So at the end of the day, I love what I do though, and I wouldn't have it any other way. So
yes, I agree with you. Oh,
I mean, that's the life of a mountain climber, right?
It is.
That's the life of somebody that flies. Actually, you're literally on the ground, and then you're elevated high up into like the stratosphere, right? You're inside of a different dimension where you're weightless. Things are different and apply different if you're a flyer, right? Yeah. If you're somebody that's always ascending a hill, you're going to come down and then find and always be reminded when you get low that you've been very high on the hill, right? And you can get back there again. And as a matter of fact, do it better.
No doubt.
Get even higher. Get even to a different level. And that's inspirational.
And it is. And the thing is, and we've interviewed a lot of great people. And, you know, we're adding you to the list of great people also, Rachel. Because deep down, you have to go through those things to be able to. If you always win, you'll never appreciate the you know, you'll never appreciate things. You just, it's like, it becomes numb. It becomes normal. Winning isn't like extra. It isn't great. So when you have these, and so there's nobody out there who does that. Anybody who says that they have never, oh, they win all the time, they're lying to you. Michael Jordan will tell you that he lost many games. He's missed a lot of last second shots. He's done that. Wayne Gretzky, you can name all the greats at any sport, all the greats in when it comes to anything that was presidents even. You just keep going and going and going. If you're a great person, you went through trials and tribulations. But those trials and tribulations is what defined you and made you greater, what made you become more. And I know that you're just on your path and you're on your way up, and these things that have taken a toll on you, those tolls, you learn something from those things. And I know that the next time you get to that situation, it's going to be that much easier. And I know that's how it is for us. I know that's how it is for everybody else that we've interviewed, from Tom Maioli, El Patron, mm-hmm. you know, Jason Garrett. There's mm-hmm. so many people I can name that we've interviewed and we just know that have been through it. And but you have to go through it. If you don't go through it, you'll never get there. It really, it means you're taking the easy path. It means you're not, you're just going with the flow. You're just letting it happen. No, if you're carving a new path into a forest, you're going to have trees fall the wrong way. Sometimes you're going to sometimes run into a bear. Sometimes you're going to run into, you know, a pack of wolves. You've got to deal with each one of those situations with the greatest way you possibly can, and then move on to the next, you know, way you can go. And I know that's what you're doing, and that's awesome. I love that you been through so many different things, and you're going, and then you start your own company. You're doing great, and so, we're excited.
And that's incredible. And so the in an analogy form, you know,
okay.
This may not make the show.
All right. Hopefully, it won't die. All right.
Right. Okay. So, in analogy mode, in just speaking of taking a piece of steel, right? A piece of steel gets created to either just hold something up, or it could be forged, right? Or a piece of iron can be forged into a sword, can be cut down into a scalpel, right? Into a knife. But there's an application of getting beat. And put into fire when you're forging a sword. And that sword then takes such a beating to become this incredibly beautiful tool that could be something that actually brings safety, brings security, brings strength, brings all of the things that are noble. It could also be used for something that's detrimental, or could be used to attack, right? And the thing is that all of us have our experiences of highs and lows, and we each have the choice to either be somebody that is bringing joy and bringing hope and bringing laughter, bringing smiles, bringing motivation if not just business, but our family, right? It's a lifestyle. Usually you're going to bring to your business what you have in your home. You know what I mean? And it's so important that you're bringing all of the fiery forged things that where you're getting beat down with life, but you allow those things to create something powerful that can stand for something good, right? Can be a sword of truth, or a sword that defends. Michael Jackson says it in Heal the World. He says, turn our swords into plowshares, still something that can then cut down the wheat and create bread for many. Right. I love Michael. What an incredible line that was. So speaking of line, guys, we're just having a great cup of coffee in the conversation over here. We need to get to number three on this.